Blog Talk Radio.
If you weren't there, what the heck? I mean,
That's it was like, yeah, Doctor, I mean, like, legitimately, that was super, super duper fun.
It was. I mean, how did you like the Expendables? Because Tetra's never seen the Expendables before. My favorite band in the entire world. His
to
first
me,
time, you have to see them.
I thought they should have been the main set.
Ooh.
That's me, though. You know, like,
ooh, that's a bold statement.
Yeah, dude, like, they, well, it's because I liked a lot of the songs better, too, then, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But that's just me, though, you know?
That's it. And they interact with the crowd a lot. Like, they make the crowd sing to you themselves and, like, all this crazy
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that was good stuff.
Like with Bowl for Two. There's a song Bowl for Two, guys. You guys look it up. It's about having fun. And then...
Having fun in the sun.
Having fun in the
with
sun.
With your hands in the buns.
Oh, I like it. Having fun in the sun with your hands in the buns with the green in your mouth. What? But seriously, they did that to the audience, and it was beautiful. And then Real Big Fish came out, and that was just... insane. That's all I got to say. The crowd.
Yeah, that was great too.
I mean, they were really cool, but the crowd was just, oh my lord.
We were getting elbowed to save Doctor's life a few times, you know.
Dude, guys, check this out. I'm sitting there. I was like skanking and dancing. I was like all into it. Mm-hmm. And I turned to see the corner of my eye like a baby foot, and I was like, what the heck? And this dude, you know how they like, what is it called?
Everybody was body surfing.
There you go. My bad. Body surfing. Everybody was body surfing. And this dude was body surfing too, right? And he was coming my way to the front. And I was like, oh, heck no. I turn and, like, go to push him, and you know? And then all I see are these golden hands come out of the sky and, like, not even push him hard, just a little tap. And the dude flies, like, 1,000 miles. And I turn. No, shut up. I turn. And smoke is in the air. And all I hear is, like, Mufasa's voice. All I hear is,
if anybody has you. Tetra has you.
And then I was just like, I started crying. I was like, dude, what? Mufasa? Dude, it was seriously like a golden experience that I will never forget in my entire life.
Well, because I was kind of behind Doctor. I mean, I was behind Doctor, you know?
Yeah.
And like, these people are going crazy. They were just like, they were legitimately like throwing people on top of you. Like,
they
it wasn't
were.
Even body safe. It was like, you know what I'm saying? I can't describe it, but
like, you
they were
jump
just throwing
up and
people.
Throw you, you know?
Yeah, and they were just lying on a bunch of, like, you get kicked in the jaw and stuff.
Yeah, it was
so
crazy.
So this guy comes flying over there, and I see Doctor, I'm like, no, you know, I'm
Doctor.
I'm not even going to try to do Doctor, you know, up Doctor story, because that was
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I know. But seriously, though, guys, like, it was amazing. There's another thing, here you go, here's another one. So I have all my black market stuff out trying to record this concert, and so I'm sitting there with, like, my tripod, and I'm recording the concert, and I'm like, all right, this is so tight. And they were like, there's this one song they played, and they played it, like, 8 times, and every time they played it, they did like
a different genre.
They're like, all right, this is metal, and then everybody was like headbanging, you know. And another time they were like, I don't know, everybody skank and then dance. And then this one time, I think it was the last one, he was like, all right, guys, we're gonna get serious here. Everybody square dance. And I was like, this is stupid. And so I'm recording him. I'm like, ha. And I was like, hey, Tetra. And I turn and look at him. He has some Uggo in his arm, and he's there square dancing with her. And, like, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Did she smell Tetra?
Yeah, like, it was weird. Like, I wasn't even expecting, you know, me and you were just rocking out, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my arm gets pulled, and I'm just, like, dancing in a circle. And, I'm not one to be like, nope, you know? I go with the flow. That's what kind of guy I am.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's do it, baby. You know?
And I turn, and I see him with this. I don't even know if you can call her a girl. I mean, I see him with this animal. And
it was
like,
a gremlin, guys.
I'm like, dude, let me pour some water on her so she can, like, get super huge, you know? Or was that a Furby? I don't even know, man. I don't even know, but that was crazy, man. That concert had a lot of crazy things, guys. And we told you, like, a couple weeks ago, but if you guys went, some of our fans, because some of the people wrote to us on our site, and they said that we went, thanks for telling us, you're welcome, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm glad you guys had fun, you know? 10,000 people there. And one of the bands that was there, One Pin Short, we're going to be talking to them, man, in about, like, a couple minutes, we'll call them. I'll play their song called Waiting. It's good. They're good stuff, guys. If the crowd was into it, like, it would have been great. Because everybody's still, like, sitting down when they come on, you know?
Yeah, everybody's still, like, eating a barbecue. But, like, yeah, legit, all their songs were, like, pretty good, you know? And they were one of the bands who talked the most of the crowd. You know, like, they were trying to get the crowd involved and stuff. And,
yeah, they're, like, talking to the crowd. There's a girl named Sheila. I just remember that old
name.
Sheila, what's your shirt size, baby?
Like, Sheila, go get me a 40-ounce beer.
And, dude, she kept bringing up beers. Like, she was crazy.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
But it was crazy, though, you know? But, I'm happy for all you guys that went out there. What else do I have to say, man? Sports Realm. Some people write to us to talk about sports more. Suns suck, guys. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, they lost 4 in a row. I mean, what are you going to do about that, Tetra?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say, you know.
I love the Suns as much as the next guy and gal.
After watching that double overtime Laker loss.
I think that's where it started. They just fell apart right there.
They were just like, all right, guys, we're done. We're not making playoffs.
We're dying. We're done. Jared Dudley's fat, you know.
Jared Dudley reminds me of Winnie the Pooh. I don't know if I'm the only one that thinks of that.
Ooh.
Every time I see Jared Dudley's face, I think of Winnie the Pooh.
Jared Dudley reminds me of D-Stuff, if you remember that guy back in the day.
He's
a stinky Indian. Anyway, what were you saying?
On a different note, different sport, tomorrow, opening day for the D-backs.
Opening day for the Cleveland Indians, guys. I mean, I can't explain how happy I am.
You know, the Cleveland Indians, they don't do anything, but the Diamondbacks, they're going to play the Rockies tomorrow at Colorado.
Yeah, they don't even play at home because Stofus. They got to go to somebody else's stadium. Guys, a little fun fact, Diamondbacks aren't playing at home at all this year.
Everyone's away.
Always on the road. Because nobody likes them. Nah, but guys, seriously, if you guys like Diamondbacks, they're on the road. We'll even touch hockey. Hockey, I guess the Coyotes are going to the playoffs.
But I guess the Coyotes are on fire,
on fire,
which is ironic because they play on ice.
Oh, my all goodness. Right. I lost myself for a second. But seriously, let's get Jesse Mangania. It has little, you know the little Enye? Has that over his name?
Mangania.
We'll get him on the air, chat with him. Guys, this is One Pin Short. Their song, guys, hold on a second. Let me tell you this.
Hold on.
Check them out, onepinshort.com, because their album, it's only like $3 or something. And you get all their songs.
Good stuff.
It's like super good, guys. I'm not even kidding. Like, their music's sick, and they're going to be a huge band. And then when you look back, you're going to be like, oh, I heard them before on the Dr. Bones Tetris show. I should have bought the CD of $3, and now it's like $20, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be dumb. Do it now. Oh, excuse me. This is the song Waiting by One Pin Short. Tetra, you going to say
hey, doctor. Yeah, let me go set this up real quick.
Here we go, guys. Love it. Live it. Learn it.
Looking at you, But we're all a bunch of goofball slackers, so we fit right in.
It's perfect, man.
How did you guys get the name started?
One Pin Short. Actually, there's a mutual friend of a couple members in the band who is a really good bowler, and it literally was, you know, we named it in order to kind of like glorify his failing in not hitting the final strike in the final frame. And it stuck because it sounds good and people liked it. And not only that, but, you know, it's kind of a metaphor for life, everything else in general. You know, you're always going to be close, no cigar. You know, you just got to deal with it. And that's who we are as people, you know. We're just, you know, playing with crappy equipment and wherever we can. And it worked out for us, you know.
Totally.
That's a deep meaning. That's good stuff.
Yeah, you know, people really... They connect to the fact that we're just normal dudes just trying to do what we think is just a normal everyday activity, you know. This is something we have to do as people and in order to survive.
Yeah,
you know,
totally, because you guys were, like, interacting with the crowd and getting into it. And that's
it's shows and fans are less of shows and fans and more of parties and friends, you know.
Yeah,
totally. We don't see it that way. It's everybody's our friend. If you say you come up and you're a fan of the band, you're actually the newest friend to our family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally,
yeah.
Man.
Speaking of fans, I don't know if you remember, but when you guys were doing your show, there was this one lady who kept bringing you guys that drink.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, Sheila.
Sheila, that's right. Did she come on stage and dance?
She danced.
She was getting her boogie on.
That was weird. You know, we're not to that level where, you know, people are gonna be grabbing dancers on stage and throwing them off, and that's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah.
You know, it happens with bigger bands. You know, as soon as somebody goes up on the stage, they tackle them. You know, and it's nice for us to have that love because that's exactly what we want. You know, if we could, we would have all the 10,000 people that are at that festival on stage with us just dancing. You know.
So how did you like? Well, my favorite band is Expendables, man. Like, they're really tight. How did you like touring with them or like playing with them? Did you get to meet them or anything?
Yeah, we've hung out with them a couple times. They've played several times in Vegas with us. We usually hop on the show whenever they come through. They're great people, man. They're really good musicians. They're really laid back. We've got to hang out, you know, party a little bit. And they're really good at what they do. We look up to them as far as where we are in our band life. And it's every time we get the chance to work with them, it's a really good thing.
Totally. Okay, here's another question. You can go off on this. You can say whatever you want.
All right.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen or that's, like, happened to you on tour yet? Because we've heard so many things from different bands, man. Jeff from the Expendables, he told us that someone took a dump in his cup of ramen noodles. I mean, we just have, like, so many different experiences. So, what do you got?
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to start off by saying there's a sticker that the band has for sale that we distribute. It says One Pin Short. Pissing in all the wrong places. And that is my fault because I'm the one who, whenever it comes around to drinking, I usually end up peeing on something. And I would have to say the craziest thing we've ever seen or done is a collection or a medley of all the events or times I've gotten in trouble pissing on something or in front of someone. Or, for example, climbing out of our van going 50 miles an hour climbing onto the trailer completely away from the van like Tom Cruise and attempting going 50 miles an hour down the freeway to pee. It ended up being way too cold because we were moving so fast, and I was more concerned with not dying that it didn't really work out so well. But I would have to say, you know, that kind of gets us in a lot of little problem things. Real Big Fish, when we go on tour with them, it's always a party, for us at least. And I remember there was a couple times that they had to come to us or one of our band members and tell them, hey, Jesse's pissing in the smoking area. And, you know, come grab me and say, hey, you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, I like your style. You know, you got to go.
Hey, you know, and you might as well let everyone know you're not afraid to, you know.
Exactly.
There was no one there to see me climb out of a van, but that, it happened.
I know, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. All right, so we're kind of running a little short on time, but what? This is the last question we ask all the bands, man. Every single band that's on here, Black Keys, Expendables, everybody. What advice do you have to other bands that are out there trying to make it, man?
I would have to say the most important thing is to be true to yourself always, at every moment. There is nothing worse than putting everything that you have into something and having someone else in the band or someone you rely on, you know, pull out or tell you that they can't do it anymore. And it from what I've seen from all the members that we've gone through and all my friends that I'm not playing with anymore, it has a lot to do with, you know, knowing what you want and knowing how far you're willing to go for it.
That's beautiful. Poetry.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man. It's true, though. You got to believe in yourself before you do anything else.
Yeah. And or you just have to know that you're not willing to do whatever it is that's being asked of you, and you have to be okay with saying no, you know?
Yeah,
totally. Well, that's good stuff, man. We really appreciate it. Big ups, man, to One Pinch Short. Seriously.
Thank you very much, you guys. I had a great time.
No,
you,
man,
next time
we
come to Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I hope to see you in concert again.
Yeah, man, it was good stuff. Maybe next time you'll be headlining, man. We'll be tight.
Yeah, hopefully one of these days we'll play near you guys, have you come down, have a little party, and get some stories of our own, not say on the internet.
Dude, no doubt. We got to do it.
You know, get some pee, you know, whatever happens.
There we go. You know.
Whatever happens, man. But thanks so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. It was
no
great.
Problem.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Take care. That was good stuff, guys.
That's Jesse Mangania, guys. Rhymes
Mangania.
Mangania, give me some lasagna. You know, feel me? It's just stupid, but really, it's good stuff, guys. I seriously recommend you go checking them out right now.
Yeah, like literally, like they're really cool. Like they're laid-back guys, you know, chill.
They're really
and
good.
And the music. It's good stuff, you know.
I mean,
like,
it's good stuff. Like what I remember from the concert, they integrate. It's a big word, guys. They integrate other people's music into their own music. So like they're playing and they just start busting out Sublime song, or they bust out a TLC song. They played No Scrubs, remember?
Yeah. Isn't that Destiny's Child?
Yeah. No, TLC.
Really?
Yeah, they're playing and all of a sudden they're like, I don't want No Scrubs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, it's a good time, man. They're a good band, you know.
Guys, you know, good stuff, good music, good life, good pee.
Dude, you got to do what you got to do in life, you know?
When you do it.
Dude, this is the best thing ever. Guys, these bands we have on, they're good bands, guys. Like, no joke. Like, you guys should really check them out. All the bands, we've had so many bands on here, huh? Like,
I've never heard none of the bands that, like, the music I haven't liked, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Except Curtis
Craig.
Curtis Craig. I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding.
Curtis Craig, I'm just messing with you, man. Do what you gotta do, don't kill yourself. But seriously, guys, like, all our music's good on here, and we hope you guys really appreciate it, you know, because we bust our balls here, you know? I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, you know, Big Jim does what he does.
Big Jim does what he does, and we do what we can with him, too. And, hold on, I got to say something real quick. I played Come On Eileen tonight for my intro song because I was cruising YouTube, and I found this lovely lady. I'm not even kidding, dude. And she sings that song like a goddess.
Really?
She does. And she sings it slow so you can hear all the words. That's a dirty song. Like, super dirty. No joke.
Yeah, I've seen the lyrics to it.
Yeah, it's, like, very dirty, but you can't hear it because you're singing so fast, you know?
Yeah.
But she sings it beautifully, guys, and I hope to have her on. She sings, like, songs that everybody likes, you know? She sings Sublime, all these crazy songs, so it's super
from
tight, man.
Come On, Eileen to Sublime, that's a big variety right there.
Dude, that's a big jump. She has the pipe, too, you feel me? Dude, it's great. Thanks to the people that came out and talked to us on Saturday. We had a couple fans that came up to us, you know, when we were sitting down.
Yeah, like, are you a Dr. Bones? No, I'm Tetra.
No, I'm not Dr. Bones. I'm just wearing a Dr. Bones and Tetra t-shirt.
Stupid. Hey, are you Mickey? No, I'm not Mickey.
Don't ask dumb questions like that. Like, are you guys from Dr. No, I'm just kidding. No questions dumb, guys. Come on, say whatever you want.
Hey, questions are questions. No such thing as dumb. Sorry we didn't have a show yesterday.
Yeah, sorry. Couple things happened. We canceled it because of the Revolution show and Giant Panda, Gorilla Dub Squad. But guess what? Show was canceled because Revolution was sick. Who does that? But I love those guys.
Who gets sick? Not Superman.
Demons. That's who gets sick. But they're rescheduled, guys, to May 14th at the Marquee. Check it out when you guys have time. We have like 15 seconds left, man. This is Dr. Bone.
You already know, baby. It's Tetra Blas.
I'm going to leave you guys with Waiting by One Pin Short. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll check you next week, all right?
Deuces, baby.